News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
There's been a 66% increase in eating disorder hospital admissions during the pandemic in Ireland. And are there enough supports available? Well, joining me now to discuss this issue is Harriet Parsons, psychotherapist with bodywise.ie and model and author Rosanna Purcell. First of all, Harriet, can I come to you? Can you identify why it might be that there has been such an upsurge in the last year?
Well, I think that since March and the first lockdown, what we've seen is, you know, changes to people's routine. We've seen anxiety levels generally going up. We've seen people being afraid of relapse. We've seen people who are on that edge kind of tip over into an eating disorder. And what we were experiencing on our support services was a huge increase, like 110% increase in service users on our online support groups, 98% increase in family members coming to our family support program. And what I was hearing then from the clinicians working within the community eating disorder services and the hospitals was that they were also seeing an increase in people coming forward. And not only that, that every case felt urgent, that people were presenting far more physically ill than they had before the lockdown.
Are there enough services available?
In terms of the support services, there's a range for people. In terms of treatment services, I suppose really there isn't at the moment. There are pockets around the country that have excellent services, but what we really need is for the National Clinical Programme for Eating Disorders to be funded fully and for it to be rolled out across the country.
Rosanna, let me bring you in. I know you have spoken about your own difficulties with eating and your relationship with food, and I think it's extremely helpful. For people listening, how does an eating disorder affect your life?
Well, for me, I guess it started off with a diet, which led to binging and purging, which led to bulimia and then eventually anorexia. I restricted my calories every single day to a very low intake. I had such an immense fear of gaining weight that I just carried around this anxiety the whole time, particularly around food. I exercised excessively. My weight was everything to me. My whole life was dependent on what weight I was on the scales and how people saw me. And I guess that was really driven by me wanting to be accepted as part of society. And society really kind of leans into that message that losing weight is good, gaining weight is bad. And you find, I know I did when I first started losing weight, people really compliment you. So I was really tied into this version of myself that if I lost weight and if I was a low weight, I was going to be more successful. I was going to be more accepted. People were going to like me better. And I guess the real thing was I wasn't living life. My life revolved around what I ate. My life revolved around what I looked like, what weight I was. And
did it interfere with loads of things in terms of what you did or your relationships with people? That kind of, like, it sounds very restrictive.
Oh, of course. I couldn't have a proper relationship with my family, with my friends, with boyfriends, because I only cared about what weight I was. So I couldn't be there for someone if they were going through something else. I couldn't be in the moment because I was always thinking about, what am I going to do when I'm around food next? Because the idea of being around food, the idea of eating was so overwhelming to me. And there were so much choices involved. I kind of wanted to avoid it. And it consumed all my thoughts. So it affected me massively. Like, I couldn't connect with people because I wasn't even able to connect with myself. My identity was my eating disorder.
That positive feedback that you were getting for doing something harmful to yourself, do you know what I mean? You were saying when you were probably purging and binging and all the negative stuff, but you were losing weight and people go, oh, you look great. Does that add to the difficulty of breaking this cycle?
Oh, big time. My biggest fear when I was going getting help, which I went to CBTE and trying to break out of my disordered eating, was the fear of gaining weight because I didn't know how people or if people would accept me. People had already told me they prefer this version of me. So how was I going to re-enter with who I really am, which is not someone who is skin and bones?
Yeah, that's very powerful stuff. Harriet, can I just ask you, the worrying signs, if people are listening to Rosanna there and they're identifying it, where do they go for help? What do they do first?
Well, I think what you can hear in what Rosanna has described so well is that the eating disorder affects every aspect of how you function. So it's not just about your food behaviors changing and maybe your weight changing. What people will notice will be a change in the person's personality. You know what she describes of that, not being able to be in the moment, isolating yourself, just not being the person that you were. So if you're worried about someone or if you're worried about yourself, there are kind of three things that I think, you know, are really helpful. The first one would be to go to the Bodywise website, because there's a huge information there that's all very, you know, it's very safe. And if you want to talk to someone, it will help you to approach them in a way where they won't get defensive. And the second thing I would say to do is that the HSC, National Clinical Programme for Eating Disorders, developed a self-care app. And it's really, really helpful in terms of, you know, what happens when you go to the GP? What would a dietitian say at this point in time? How can you start the ball rolling as you are engaging with treatment? And the third thing is, make an appointment with the GP. The GP is like the gateway into the public services as well.
Great. Can I leave the last word with you, Rosanna? Coming out the other side of it, is it possible for you to go forward and have a normal relationship with food, a normal life that isn't, I suppose, dominated by it?
I have complete food freedom right now. And I just want to say to anyone listening who feels like they're stuck, who feels like health won't work for them, that they're incurable, that this is just who they are, I felt the exact same way. And going, getting expert help, and even, you know, going to pages like Bodywise, starting that and fighting it, you actually become who you're meant to be. I feel like a lot of people will understand this, that disordered eating, it's not something that you want to let go of, because you feel like if you let it go, you'll be out of control. But when you let that go, when you fight it, and recovery is definitely not linear, it is up and down, and it will take a couple of years, but you will come out the other side and you'll look back and be like, through this journey, I actually became myself again.
Look, thank you very much for that indeed. That is model and author there, Rosanna Purcell, and Harriet Parsons of Bodywise. Wow.